Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Matt Yee from Johnny's Tavern in Amherst. Matt Yee, you encompass so many different restaurants in this valley as one human being. Not only Johnny's Tavern, which I mentioned, but you and your family come from a restauranting background.
Dynasty. You could say dynasty.
Yeah. Was it your grandfather opened the Hukie Lao?
Yeah, he opened it 49 years. It's going to be 50 in April.
Uh-huh.
And we're opening our sixth restaurant in Springfield, the Student Prince, on Wednesday.
Which is amazing because that is such a historic restaurant in the Pioneer Valley. So for for a historic valley family that has, you know, the Hukie Lao is stuff of legend at this point, for the Hukie Lao family to own the Student Prince just seems to be totally appropriate. Now, did you grow up kind of working in the Hukie Lao atmosphere there?
I did. I started as a dishwasher and worked my way up, server, bartender,
sushi chef at one point. Your grandfather made you start as a dishwasher?
Oh, yeah. It was very important to him.
That's kind of cool, actually,
yeah,
though.
Well, you learn a lot there, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a ton of great comedy that comes through there. Do you have any, like, fond memories of comics through the ages working there?
I do. I still remember my first comedy act that I really fell in love with was Jeff Dunham.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had a great career. Mm-hmm. And, he started at the Hukie Lao way back.
But now you are a local hero restaurateur, which means that you're sourcing stuff from the Valley locally, specifically for Johnny's Tavern?
We are, yep. In Johnny's Tavern, we've been looking at a lot of local farms.
Mm-hmm.
Two that we work with very closely are Solid Ground Farm in Belchertown and Queens Greens in North Amherst.
Mm-hmm. And now for those who don't know, myself included, before we begin this conversation, it's I know I've seen the name and the sign, but I couldn't place it in Amherst, but it's right next to Bueno Isano in Amherst, right?
Yeah, we're in the Boltwood Walk right in downtown Amherst, so... Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned that to you, Matt, you were, you know, that it seemed a little bit hidden. You said, yeah, that's perfect because you really want to be a restaurant for local folks in Amherst
right.
and not necessarily exclusively at all a student hangout. It's really for people who live there and make their lives there.
Yeah, like a true tavern should be. We get a lot of the local population there. It's great.
Now, tell me about your involvement with the Student Prince. You're working with Peter Picknelli, who is of Peter Pan fame. He not like playing Peter Pan on Broadway, the bus fame. But you, Matt Yee, are working with him to restore that legendary restaurant?
Yep. Well, Peter picked that up back in June. They were having some financial problems, so he stepped in and saved it. And we, being some pretty good restaurant operators, were hired by him to run the restaurant.
How many people in your family are still in the restauranting business in the area?
Oh, geez. Probably a couple dozen, I would say.
Really? Yeah. Literally that many?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My great-grandmother still works at the Hukie Lao, actually.
Your great-grandmother?
Yes.
What does she do there?
She helps out with the laundry, sorting beer bottles, keeping morale up as she does. But yeah, she's a great woman.
That's unbelievable. I love these family stories. It's so cool. Your great-grand. I want to go to the Hukie Lao just to meet your great-grandmother.
So he's a fourth-generation restaurateur.
In the Valley.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any other that could attest that same way. To the
if you're out there, come forward.
Maybe, but I don't think anybody in the restauranting community. All right, so what did you bring from Johnny's Tavern, Matt Yee?
Got a nice local beet salad here, gorgonzola, got an orange balsamic dressing, some fresh arugula, and it's finished with a little balsamic drizzle.
Ah, nice.
So the beets are from Queens Greens, North Amherst, and...
You were mentioning that that Solid Ground started up as a farm around when you started up as a restaurant, and that at this point you're actually in cahoots about what he'll actually put into the ground for you.
Yeah, Mike was really great, and he began his farm right when we opened up. And so we kind of grew together with each other.
This is going to be so much healthier than the poo-poo platter that I would want to order from the Hukie Lao. That's sort of thing. So guilty, I guess.
Which does sort of bring up another point.
Sweet
Do you
meats.
Find, Matt, that there's some spillover? Like one restaurant has an incredible dish and one of your family members tries it out at Johnny's Tavern and says, I got to bring it back to my restaurant. Does that happen?
Oh, it's constantly happening.
Huh.
Actually, our chef in Amherst has tried to make his rendition of a poo-poo platter, but it didn't quite work out as he had planned.
Tell me about the chef that you hired for Johnny's Tavern.
His name's Brian Graham, and he's a East Hampton native. He spent time in Boston, Colorado. His last location was a restaurant called Sabika out in California, San Diego area. And he recently started his family with his wife, and they came back here to be around the support systems of family and live in East Hampton.
So how did you find him?
It's a funny story, actually. We put an ad up on Craigslist, and within 20 minutes, he responded to us.
20 minutes?
Yeah, and then that night, we were buying his red line ticket to get him over here for an interview.
Wow. Matt Yee from Johnny's Tavern and basically every other restaurant in the Valley, a fourth-generation restaurateur starting at the Hukie Lao with his great-grandfather or grandfather?
My grandfather.
And your great-grandmother still works there. Unbelievable. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, where you can find out about all the local hero restaurants at buylocalfood.org.